Rav Moshe Kaufman, who is the Rav of Adas B'nai Yisrael in Chicago. Rabbi Kaufman.
Bereshus, Reisha Yeshiva Shlita, Bereshus the Rosh Yeshiva, all the Goyim and Chachamim, Marbitzei Torah of Yeshiva, Chaverai V'yedidai of the Archikala. We have to give a Shvach and Oidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we were zeiche to come sit in the Kaisle Beis HaMedrash, not to visit, to look around, this is where I used to sit, but to be Amo B'Toira, with a tremendous Gishmak and Simcha in this Makim Kaddish of Yeshiva Smir. A yeshiva, many of us spent Choshava Chalokim of our lives, as Bachrim, as Avreichim, in our Gidul. And this yeshiva is a big chelik of Unzer Yisoid. To have the schus, to put everything aside, and come to Eretz Yisrael, not for, as they say, not for the shteiner, and not for the beiner, but to come because the Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, to have Epes HaShoka, like a mikveh that's of Mayim Shuvim, it connects to a mikveh kosher, and we come and we connect to the Mayim Tahirim of Yeshiva Smir. And even though we're sitting in the Beis Medrash, but we're connecting to a whole Yeshiva Smir, which comes with tremendous Mesiras Lev and Nefesh of the Rosh Yeshiva and the Hanholas HaYeshiva, and we owe them a tremendous Hakaras HaTayiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to give them Siyata Deshmaya and Koyach and Hatzlacha, that the Yeshiva should go Mechayel Al Chayel. You know, they say once you have the mic, you know, you have a little bit of a leeway. So I want to mention Unzer Choshev Chabura that came from Chicago, from Unzer Shul and other places. The Mikza Shvacha, it's not a posh dezach that when people go on vacation, that the Rav and the Balabatim can go to the same place. It's not a... The... A personal akaras hatoiv to my chavrusa. This is the few times that I've been zeichet to come here. My chavrusa of Yaakov Whiteman, and we learned these sugyas in kedushin 20 years ago in the Elulzman Tavshin Samachay. And what shver is still shver, but we understand the shverkeit much better now. We should be zeichet to continue to shtay together and learn together for many, many years. They asked me to speak just a few short words. It's a little bit of an asayin, because if a Rav speaks short, so then the Balabatim say, oh, so he can't speak short. So just a small machshava to take away from this beautiful, beautiful maimid of Kavod HaTorah. Rashi brings from Chazal, Rashi at the end of Chayasara, and again at the end of Toldos, he brings from Chazal that it mentions the years of Yishmael in the Torah. Lama nimnu shnoisav shel Yishmael kidei liyachais bohen shnoisav shel Yaakov Avinu, is to tell us about the years of Yaakov Avinu. And I'll pay the cheshbon, it makes a cheshbon, that hoya Yaakov bebeis Eivir mutmon arba'is rishona, that he was learning in Shem Ve'Eivir for 14 years. And they're medayek in the Gemara in Megillah, Yud Zayin. It doesn't say that he learned in Shem Ve'Eivir. It says that he was mutman in Beis Eivir. Not Shem Ve'Eivir, like the Mashkiach pointed out. But he was mutman in Beis Eivir with a real hatmana. And the yeshiva was extra machmir banos, that not to rely on hatmana b'miktas. They put us in the minus one and minus two, that we should be mutman totally without any distractions, b'chlal. But there's a diak in the Gemara. The Lashon of Chazal is liyachay shnoisov shel Yankiv, is to tell us the years of Yaakov. The years of Yaakov is 147 years. So it's not telling us his years. It's telling us about some of his years. Zokter Moshe Shmuel Shapiro Zatzal, that Moshe Shmuel said that it's telling you that the real shnoisov of Yaakov Avinu, he may have lived 147 years, but the real shnoisov were these 14 years that he was in Beis Eivir. Those are the real years. When you're talking about his life was a big life, but the real years that he had were the years that he was in learning Torah in Beis Eivir. There was mutman be Beis Eivir. And for us, this is not just an experience that we have for a few days and then we go back. to our regular schedule. This is the chayim that we were zeichet to in Tavshin Pei Vav. These are the days where we had real chiyus of kihem chayenu and experiencing that real chiyus. These are the shnoisav, and those that are zeichet to come back multiple times. It says this is what we live. This is the real leben that we have. The rest of the things that we do are distractions, but the real leben is when we're zeichet to sit and learn Torah by Asmada. But it's a little deeper than that. There's a famous medrash from last week's parasha about Yosef Meshisa, that when the Goyim wanted to come into the Heichal, to be Metama the Heichal, they said, let's send the Yid in first. So they found a Yid who was willing to go into the Beis HaMikdash, and they said, go take something out of the Beis HaMikdash. And he came out with a Menorah Shel Zav, and they told him, Ein Darka Shel Hedyet Lehishtamish B'zeh. And they said, go back, this is too chashim for you. Go back in and take something else. And he chapped it, sit there, and he wasn't masking, like Kibalov, he wasn't masking to go back. And they bribed him, and they threatened him, and eventually he died al-Kiddush Hashem. So we're talking about a Yid, who a modern Yid, he was willing to go into the Kiddush and take something out of the Kiddush for himself. And then all of a sudden he chaps, and he's not masking to go back in. What happened? He's willing to be Maisa Nefesh. So the Banabit Rav said, it's Pashit, because he went into the Makam HaMikdash. Once he went into the Makam HaMikdash, the Hisayrus from the Makam HaMikdash made it that he went from being a Rasha, he went from being Meiser Nefesh, not to be Mezalzel in the Kiddush. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but like the Gemara tells us that we have a Beis Medrash. And when a person comes to a Beis Medrash and they spend time in a Beis Medrash, and they sit being Omo B'Torah in a Beis Medrash, it has a profound effect and they become a different person. And that's, I think, the reason why it's the real shinois of Yaakov Avinu, because it's not only the 14 years that he was there that he lived, but the chios that a person has when he's in the Beis Medrash is something that's spread out over his Gan Saleben. The Gan Saleben come from the chios that he has from the Beis Medrash. And if a person will understand that and be marach it properly, he'll get a chizik not only for these few days, but he'll have a chizik for the Gan Sayor. I don't want to be messiah with one ha'ara. The gevaldige simcha that we had in the Beis Medrash this week, it's pashit, it came from everyone's personal amelos in the sugya. Everyone's learning the sugya, the shver rashi, the shver toisvis, the shver vart, trying to work through the sugya, trying to understand the terutzim, hearing from the Magide Shir. It's not passive learning. It's not, let's learn quickly to make a siyum. It's not hearing someone else saying a shir. It's everyone's personal amelos in Torah. And that's what produces the simcha. Every Torah brings simcha. But the true simcha comes when we're engaged in our own personal learning. And that's something that everyone should be mechazik in. That's the service we should take back with us when we go back to our homes, to be mechazik in our own personal learning, to learn on a level that learning sefashtein, to learn to understand what's shver, to understand what needs a teretz. And to be Meiser Nefesh, to really understand. And I want that Simcha Satira. I want that Geschmack, the Geschmack that I had in Yeshiva Smir. And if we'll do that, and we'll take that Asayiris to be Mechazik in our own Limud HaTorah, we'll be able to be Goyim, the ultimate Haromas Karen HaTorah, B'mheira B'yameinu B'vias Mashiach, Tzidkenu B'mheira B'yameinu Amen. Yashakayach.